Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Okay, everyone, we are back with another episode of our Live Life by Design podcast brought to you by Become an Investor. I am Huicho Medina, your host tonight, but I will be on the kind of sidelines today because I am intimidated with so much girl power energy.
Estrogen.
Yeah, look at it. What is it? What do you call it?
Estrogen.
Oh, yeah, that estrogen stuff. It's just everywhere, man. So I'm going to keep myself safe and quiet off to the side. But before I do, I'm going to go ahead and introduce everybody here joining us tonight. Off to my right, Sarah. How you doing tonight, Sarah?
Good. And yourself?
I am intimidated, but good.
It should be a very interesting night today.
Oh, so. Hopefully, yeah. I know you ladies have a lot to bring to the table. One of our new voices here in the team, Anaid. How you doing?
Hey, how's everybody? I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Right on. Yeah. And then, last but not least, beautiful people.
What's up, beautiful people? The house is full tonight. Yeah. I love it. Let's do it.
That is so cool. So before we move on, we have a quote, as we always do in our episodes, and that is brought to you by Sarah.
Me, yes. As we do every night, as you guys all know, we have our quote. And today this quote is by the late Maya Angelou. Each time a woman stands up for herself, without knowing it possibly, without claiming it, she stands up for all women. Maya Angelou.
Yay.
Interesting.
Wow, I read the quote, and that's when I decided just to stay on the side.
We do not need your opinion.
Oh, my God. That's a true statement, though. You know, goodness. That's a great quote, but ladies, expand on it.
I would say that every time that we start every time that we start a new event and every time that you start a new rebellion or something like that, you start with one thought, right? And a lot of lives or women lives start with they being different and they standing up for what they want. The first woman that did the marathon, and unfortunately, I forgot her name. She jumped. No. She jumped in the middle of the men's marathon, and she finished, and they tried to pull her out. What's her name now? Damn it. I'll look online. Yeah. Anyways, and she started. It's a movement. You need to start something, and people are going to follow you. You know, not because you want them to follow you, but because it's a place that you should be. It should not be taken away from you. It's your right.
Yeah.
So it all starts with one action.
Yeah.
Changing.
Yeah. That's true.
One mindset. Changing. You know? It's that voice that you do not want to shut up.
And I think it's like the believe in yourself, right? And who comes to mind is Oprah Winfrey. The first African-American, you know, anchor. She was denied many times, but, you know, she had that mindset that she was going to do it. she was going to, you know, succeed in her career. And look at her now, right? Like, she stood up for not just all the newscast or anchors or you know, whatever, but for just, you know, Black women, you know, for women in general. So it's like Daniela says, it becomes a movement, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. I think you both ladies, in both of those examples, there's something to... there's something that's very similar, which is the power that women have to make change and to set examples for the generations that come. And I think that's what the quote is talking about, right? We have a lot of power, right? If we stand up for ourselves, we're doing it not just for ourselves. We're doing it for a whole group of people that historically have gone through a lot, right?
Right.
I don't want to get into the details of what we've been through just yet, but it does speak to the power that we can potentially have and that our actions can have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the name for my shame, I run marathons and I forgot her name. That's so ugly. But her name is Catherine Virginia Switzer, born in January 5th, 47. It's an American marathon runner. She became the first woman to run the Boston Marathon. Isn't that nice. Cool? Yeah, and cool. She jumped on the mid of the guys, and they did try to pull her out. So I love her story. I mean, yeah, you can't stop someone that has a strong mindset.
Yeah,
point. Exactly.
That's it.
And that's what Oprah did too.
Yeah. Yeah.
She jumped in the middle you know, when the odds were against her.
Yeah.
And she made history.
Yeah.
And if you cannot do at that moment, guess what? Failure is just another state of mind that you can just step away from and try again. There's nothing that stops someone that has the right mindset. It's just the way to try again and again and again, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I think.
So I'm going to jump in off, you know, and you know, just thinking out loud. I mean, I was thinking in silence, but now I'm going to think out loud. Based on your commentary and the examples you've shared, it comes down to reality. We're going to talk about today at 8:33 Tuesday night here in this room with Danny, Anaid, and Sarah. And I'm going to ask you this question. And open mic tonight. Screw it. You know, it's about you ladies. But it is also about how can you ladies empower other ladies to get into an industry where it's mostly male dominant, real estate investing. And why should they do it? I mean, I applaud ladies for all the work that they do. You know, if I were to get the option to take care of my household and my kids, I'd probably opt out because it's too much, you know? And I remember I told my wife one time, through you, I learned how to appreciate my mom. Just because of how much work you ladies do to keep up the fort, you know? Males, I mean, we just think differently, you know? But being a lady and having so much on your plate, I'd like to hear, how have you ladies made it work out in the business of real estate investing with the time it requires, the new rules and laws that you have to learn through the process, finding your leads, working through your leads, leveraging people around you, obviously keeping the fort up at home, the house nice and clean and functional. How do you ladies do it? I don't think I would ever be able to do that. So what would you say to any other ladies trying to get into the business with everything, every objection that they have that obviously you've been through? Don't fight. What can you tell other ladies? Why should they get into the business?
I would say start your consistency. Be consistent. Be consistent on your household. Be consistent on your business. Have a routine. It's very important. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people that every Sunday they are doing their laundry, and they do that laundry because they need to have the house, you know, working. There is no way to not do it. I like my house clean. So I pick it up here and there every week. And once a month, twice a month, I call someone to do a deeper clean. Mm-hmm. a deep clean, whatever is the name. But because I don't really enjoy or like, or, you know, I just like to do other stuff. And I'm out all the time. And it doesn't avoid, it doesn't stop you for doing other stuff. So if you have a routine, you have a calendar, if you know what time you need to do or be in place, it's just the it's common sense, something that guys sometimes doesn't have. It's common sense. If you are in Palm Springs and you need to get in Riverside, you know there is traffic. Why you are going to put your time for an hour to get here? You at least sometimes need an hour and a half. So, you know, give yourself that time. So you don't get stressed, you don't have a heart attack, your blood pressure is not going to go up. It's common sense. I there is a lot of guys, oh, yeah, you have a meeting at 3 p.m. Yeah, I'm leaving L.A. Wait a minute. The meeting is in Riverside, you're leaving L.A. It's 1:15 and you think you're going to be here at 3, like with traffic? I mean, who do you want to fool, myself or you? I mean, it's a lot of common sense. To be honest, it's nothing, it's not a crystal ball. It's common sense.
I agree. Well, I got to say, though, when you have a lot on your plate, doesn't matter. I mean, specifically for women, right? But this applies for anybody that has a lot on their plate. You have to prioritize. Yeah. Really think about what it is. What's the one thing that's the most important for you that day, and make sure you get that one thing done, and then go down the list. And like you said, have systems in place, have routines, make sure that, because otherwise you're kind of just winging it, right? If you don't have a plan. So you got to have a plan. The plan always requires goals. And I don't mean like 5-10 year goals, daily goals, right? Mm-hmm. That keep you on track. Yes, daily tasks that keep you on track for the bigger goal, whatever that is. In our case, is to grow our business, you know, our real estate business. But it is important to, whatever you do, find joy along the way. Because at the end of the day, if what you're doing just feels like a chore, right, your business is going to feel it. Your yeah. business is going to, because you're going to burn out, and then you're not going to enjoy doing the real estate side or the entrepreneur side or whatever it is that you're doing. I read a book by this famous doctor that turned into a businessman. His name is Ali Abdal. I hope I'm not mispronouncing his name, but he talks about finding joy in everyday tasks. Like whatever little thing you're doing, however, even if it's just sweeping the floor or mopping, you have to try to find ways to find enjoyment in that. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep you motivated and energized for when you have to do the more meaningful stuff. Yeah. So I really like that, you know, I really like that that little tip, because it's really hard to us, a mom. I have two little ones, and you can easily get overwhelmed. And if you're on the perfectionistic side, it can become even more overwhelming, because you have these standards. My house has to look this way. I have to do these many calls. I have to, you know, my kids have to take this many classes a week. It's really hard, and it can become really hard to balance. So also giving yourself some grace and forgiving yourself for those days when you don't get to do all the laundry or whatever. So yeah, that's also important, you know, give yourself some grace. We're super women, but we need a break sometimes.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you ask the question, I'm like, oh, my God, we do all that? Please, wow. Like, you know everything we do? Thank you. No, but, you know, like you guys said, it's all about, you know, your time. Sometimes it just comes down to that, your time, right? How well you manage your time, how well you have your schedule set, how well you, you know, just have your day carved out. I know for me, if I leave my house 5 minutes after 2, I'm late to pick up. I'm late for this. So it's just discipline and just doing things how you know it fits your schedule, so that you can best, you know, take advantage of the day, have that day be productive, right? But yeah, I think it's just time, discipline, management, routines, like you guys were saying. So yeah.
One thing that always keep me on my toes, that always be learning something new. when my mind is busy and I'm learning something new, it keeps me motivated, right? It might be a new way to make the phone calls or a new script or for the business side. It's always something that I cannot to the business. I'm always trying to find something new, you know, not that the old style or, you know, like we do the door knocking for the business. It's a day that you need to get out and do the door knocking. You need to talk with people. You also need to be very productive on that day. The days I need to go out and door knock, I make sure that I try to go. And I don't try to go. I go to the gym early in the morning. So it's going to motivate me. It's going to give me that extra, you know, endorphin energy so I can have better conversations. Like keeping my mind, my mental health productive, right? It keeps me on my toes when it becomes to the business. When it's the household, I'm going to be honest, sometimes I don't really care. I mean, I have the birds, and you look, there are seeds everywhere. I'm almost eating the seeds with the birds. No, I'm just kidding. But it's not that I don't care, but I don't let that overwhelm me daily. You know, if it's the weekend, I don't want to do the dishes on that moment. I'm going to put something and watch it if I feel like it, because I need to relax my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, on the daily basis, I'm always trying to learn something new. It doesn't matter. And I mean, I say daily basis, but like on Sunday, I was having a meeting about senior living homes, right? It's something that interests me. It was a Sunday, you know, right on the holidays. Who cares? I mean, I want to block that time to learn something new so I can have a next project. I can have something going on the mind that can connect the dots of the business. One thing, it's you running the business for me and have no vision. Okay, I'm doing this, and then what? What's going to be my exit strategy? So for me to feel healthy, mentally healthy, I always need to be looking and finding ways to be productive and to use the profit on the business. You know, I'm a single mom, so I need to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to maximize that profits that are coming. So that is something that always keep me motivated to learn and keeps me motivated to come here and have a conversation. And keeps me motivated to see another property. Oh, maybe this one can go for this or for that. It's always putting your mind to think, for me, right? And putting that together with taking care of kids. My kids, one, it's self-independent already. The other one, it's being super independent. He's 15, almost 16 years old. But he had to learn to do a lot. That is how I manage my household, whatever. But that is what I had to do. I had to make him self-sufficient. So yeah, that both words, those work.
you forced him. You had to force him.
Yeah, I pretty much. But, I mean, it's not someone that we're going to see with a bunch of laundry dirty. He does his own. If I get home, like today's Tuesday, I'm not home. I need to get home. Sometimes I get home. He cooks. He leaves a plate for me on the microwave so I can get home and just warm up and eat. Isn't that cute?
Mm.
I mean, yeah, I love that. I mean, both of them, thank God. And if I'm tired, if I ask for it, they will do a massage because they know the work. They do appreciate the work that I put.
But
the
you know
hours.
What that means, right?
That's awesome.
That means that you did a good job as a mom.
I scream a lot.
You make sure you're heard.
Yeah.
So ladies, I'm gonna create this character. Pick a name. Give me a name for a girl. A random name.
Laura. Laura.
Laura. Okay, so let's talk to Laura. Laura's in the room. This is not a question. What would you tell Laura in the process. So this is Laura. Laura is a person. She's a lady who has, maybe she's a single mom or she has a husband with no support, right? Giving her no support. She's got, she has two kids. She has a dog. She has a cat. And one of her kids plays a sport. So she's busy with that, busy with the husband, busy with the household, but she wants to get into real estate investing. Talk to Laura. Who's going first?
Girls.
No fighting.
So she doesn't have support.
Okay. She's stuck. She's stuck, but she wants to get into real estate investing. Based on your experience and your story in the industry, all the objections that she has that you had at one point, how can you help her debunk them and tell her and prove to her that doing the business is worth it? It's going to be another task on her plate, right? It's not that she's looking for another one, but she wants to do this. She's just stuck. Help her get unstuck. Help her make a clear, educated decision.
I can only speak for how I became unstuck. I would tell her to continue to look, to continue to dig until she finds someone that she feels comfortable with.
So I'm going to interrupt
in the industry. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do present tense. So you're talking to Laura now.
So she's in front of me.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, Laura. I just want to say that I know what it feels like to want this so badly and to not know where to go from where you are standing right now. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do it on your own. There are people out there that have been where you've been, that are currently making it, that know the way and that are willing to show you the way. Right? Which is exactly what what happened to me, right? I was stuck, but not in my mindset, right? Because in my mind, I knew I had to continue to find, to dig, to find something, to find a way. And that's how I ended up here. I'd become an investor and I found coaching, and all of a sudden, a bunch of paths open up for me to choose so I can carve my own path with guidance, because it's a lot faster and a lot easier when you have help. Because I tried it on my own. And you get stuck because you go down these rabbit holes and then you can't get yourself out of them. But yeah, Laura, I've been there. I'm pretty sure Sarah and Daniela have been there. And guess what? We're here to help. And we understand, you know, in this industry, there's a lot of men, and I'm sure they're willing to help. And as much as they want to understand, they can't, because they haven't been where we've been. And, you know, I've noticed that.
You know what? I'm going to jump in on that comment. Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting comment, man. You just blew my mind away with that, because it's true. It's so freaking true. We guys are crafted a certain way where understanding sometimes doesn't matter. We just do. Right? We know it has to get done and we just go do. That's it. Women, on the other hand, I don't know what it is, right? I've never been a woman.
For Halloween one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right, for Halloween. Anyways, Bruce, erase that. But yeah, women, wow, that is so interesting. Women run the business in such a way that the male side and the female side sometimes don't connect, because guys don't understand women. That is, dude, I'm blown away. That is so true.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing for so many years, and that's the first time I've seen it this close. Like, it's crazy. Like, even understanding, like, Danny and I are looking at some you know, deals. We've been looking at some deals and stuff, and her process is, I'm like, what, really? But I never stopped and thought about that. I mean, that is so interesting. I'm blown away. I'm blank right now. But Sarah, talk to Laura, please.
So what I would tell Laura is...
No, you're telling her she's right there in front of
me. She's right here. Okay, Laura, listen.
Next time you need to bring a wig to with you.
We'll find it from that Halloween party. And
wow. Yeah. Yeah. Turn you into Laura.
Oh, that was at a Halloween party.
It was a Halloween party, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Okay, so let's go back to Laura. Or did you want to reminisce on that?
So now you made me realize I did it twice.
Oh, I don't know about the second time. I just knew once.
Oh, my God. Okay, forget it. Bruce, erase that one for sure. I'm just kidding. Okay, go.
So what I would say to Laura is...
Now, what are you saying? Present tense.
So, Laura, I know that as a mom, because I'm a mom, I have two kids, right? And I want to be present for everything and anything that goes in their lives, right? Because I feel that it's very important to be present physically, mentally, everything, not just from a distance, right? My son, he's a teenager. He just turned 13. So for him, everything is so extra. And, oh, my God, Mom, but you have to be there. Mom, but this is happening. So... he needs that support from the parent to make whatever environment he's in at the moment safe, right? So having kids, you know, that are in sports or they're doing music, mine does music or whatever, you want to be there for them, right? And that's wonderful, you know, because I want to do the same. But they're going to grow up. And if you don't make changes in your career or in your life financially, they will grow up and they'll grow out of that stage and you're just going to stay where you're at. So sometimes, you know, and I'm telling this to myself too, we need to make those sacrifices, right? And not detach, you know, and not be there. Yes, be there, but you would have to, you know, maybe make sacrifices in other areas, right? Maybe if you enjoyed watching a movie every weekend, maybe now you don't do that because now guess what? You wanna educate yourself, right? You want to join a community. You want to maybe, you know, go through meetup groups and network and see where you fit and see what group would offer you the best for wherever it is you're trying to get. So identify what it is that you want to get out of this real estate business or whatever business you have in mind and make those sacrifices, you know, because like I said, I want to be there too. I want to be their first number one fan, their cheerleader. But sometimes, you know, for them to have that better life, you need to just sacrifice now. But you can do it. It can get done.
Right on. Cool. Thank you. Thank you very much. Danny, what are you telling Laura?
She's not going to like this.
Yeah, no, get ready for this one. This is interesting because, you know, Danny's a hustler. You know, she's a natural born hustler, and she won't stop. She won't stop. You know, and I admire her tenacity and her consistency. So yeah, Laura, you know, it's like. No sugarcoating here, for sure.
Get ready.
Get ready. So, Laura, you sitting? Good. Stay there, sitting up, because your legs are going to start shaking off. Oh, goodness. First, I want to ask a question that it's natural question. What's your biggest dream? Right? If you know what's your biggest dream, and if you're not there, or if you're not going towards to that, you're red wrong. Like, you need to have a vision for what it's that you like and what you want to do with your kids. I understand kids are important. I understand games are important. But I am a single mom, and I guess she's a single mom too. And you're a single mom. So when my son was on soccer, I was on calls. The days that I could do the calls was while I was watching the game. And on the same time, I was on the back doing calls. That is what I could do. Other time, I had to do calls was while I was driving. So I could do one or two at least, right? Because you have marketing. and you need to be available for those cows. So be available. It's very important. You cannot miss cows. If you start missing cows, you're missing your business. You already fell. So priorities on your life right now, it's business, 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 business. Your son's not going to die because you're going to miss a game. That is my reality, you know. If they need to go in now the games, find another mom that's going to help you out, because if you really want to do the business, you have support, you have the community, and you can just jump right in. Tell me what is the best time and what time of the day, how many hours a week you have, so you can make those weeks, I mean, those hours very productive, and you're not going to be juggling around without knowing what to do. Time is important. Time is money, to be honest. And knowing what you want, it's the most important on the table. Because if you don't know, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get nowhere. It's very simple. So if you have a dream and you're not waking up to fulfill that dream, go back to bed. I am that honest. I don't know how to think differently. Yeah. That is everything that I actually say on our calls. I tell that to the students, look for education. Education, it's never enough. You know, we have programs, and I'm straightforward. We have programs. The programs are not free. I didn't get my programs for free. You know, every time you put something free on the table, guess what? They do not appreciate that much.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
Start hurting, then they appreciate, and they're going to make those hours, or Laura is going to make the hours worth to what, you know, what she's putting on the table. So for me, that is the most important. It's the core values that she has on the moment. She might be like 100% or a lot of, if I ask her, are you 100%? Yes. Are you 100% ready to start this business? I want to see you waking up. What time you take your kids to school? At 7. Good. Wake up at 5. You're going to take care of the marketing. You have 2 hours. If you're not productive in 2 hours, you're going to put 10 hours a week at minimum. 10 hours a week, and if that's not productive, you're going to know on the next meeting. It's simple.
Easy. It is easy.
It's simple. It's just a Band-Aid, and, you know, go to bed early, forget about friends, or forget about family. I mean, do things for your kids, of course. Every mom wants to be on the games. I honestly, not that mom. So I'm not. I mean, I love having time with my kids, doing other stuff. Trips, that is what, making memories. You know, you do make memories on games. My kids went to games. They went to soccer. They went to baseball. Thank God they hate it. I mean, not in a bad way, but because, you know, was more flexible time for me. But it doesn't mean that I don't do things with them. It is demanding for me to spend time with them. You know, it's not that I'm there every day, and I am there. And sometimes when I'm there, but I'm not there, my mind's not there, my son complains. So this is normal. And I tell him, look at my face and say, Mom, I need to talk with you. And then he shakes and she waves and he waves and he jumps. And I'm just like, all right, all right, all right. So let's have a, you know, let's have a date. Is that important? Give you quality of time. So let's do this because he deserves. He's a great boy. And that's going to happen. For my son, at the younger age, he had everything. He was swimming. He was on classes with tutors and this and that. But I found one program to put in that could help me doing everything that I couldn't. so it could supply. He was on Boys and Girls, and he loved it. They would pick him up on the school, and I would pick him up on the club. So that free, I mean, I pay, I don't even remember, but it was like $50, $60 a week, or I think, I don't remember. But anyways, I would pay that so I could have 2 extra hours to get my work done. And I believe a lot of people can do that too, and the kids actually enjoy. He didn't even care if I was there yet. So it's socializing then, you know, get ready for the word. For me, this is very important.
Yeah.
Get ready because I'm not going to be there all the time. Get ready because, you know, life changes all the time.
Yeah.
Just get ready. Then learn to do your math, you know, learn to negotiate. It's something that I teach my son. And they negotiate with me. I'm always a loser with them. So they're good. But not always. I actually do good. But it's things that I think they are important, that they are going to fit in any profession in life. So, yeah, get ready for early morning, right? And get ready to do your calls when you need to do your calls. And don't look for excuses. Look for excuse where you can fit what you need to do. If you're not that person, Laura, get the hell out because you're on the way. Don't waste my time.
Yeah, even though she never spoke to Laura.
Real talk. Real talk.
I'm already mad because she didn't answer one question.
Laura ran away.
She didn't answer nothing.
No, you know what? I find it very interesting all the time I've been in the business. I've already, you know, I've seen way too many times how dominant the male figure is in the industry. I'm going to say this to you, ladies. I think, this is my personal opinion, okay, my view. I think that because women are more emotional, they ride the past wave more than the future wave. They dwell around what's happened to them and what's limited possibilities and opportunities to them, rather than putting that away and then saying, I'm going to do this moving forward. I find this in various conversations I've had with very many women in the industry that, you know, because if you think about it, absolutely nobody can go back and change a conversation. Absolutely, on the face of this earth, nobody can go back and change a result. So when you ride that past wave and you fill your energy bucket off of that, your energy isn't that very powerful, right? So instead of being in the mindset of, oh my God, I have so many things to do, and my life has always been attached to my duties as a woman, it's hard for me to plan my career. Why don't you, out of the sentence, cut out, you know, it's a mindset thing, cut out everything you have to do as a woman, everything you have done as a woman for your kids, and be there and love them and the spouse and the house and all that. And then contribute to yourself, to your mindset, by saying, as of today, moving forward, I'm doing this because of this. Does that make sense? It's a little confusing, but guys, I mean, we don't think in line like you guys do, you know, like you ladies do. I remember one time I asked you, and I, you know, are you doing this to help your husband or are you doing this to fulfill your need for success? And you said both. And then, or you actually gave me those two answers, right? Why you're doing it. And then I said, okay, if you had to eliminate one, which one would you cut out? And you said, I would cut out helping my husband. Mm-hmm. Women do have a desire and a need to be further more than just a housewife. But I think that their nature is so attached to what they've done and what they've struggled in keeping a family together, that they lose energy or powerful focus in what they can achieve at a personal level as a woman, as a professional woman?
It's hard not to, yeah.
I will disagree.
Okay, I'm not a woman.
Strongly.
I'm not a woman. But then I'll tell you this. You have a very different character than they do.
Yeah, but how many women like me it's out there?
A lot.
A lot.
Hopefully.
A lot.
I'm not
a
saying
lot.
That there isn't.
I know.
I'm not saying there isn't, but I'll tell you
even
this.
Even if I talk with a woman that doesn't have my mindset, and if they think about their past, the way you were putting out there right now, right? The only thing they need to understand is you already run a business. You already a mom. You already manage a house. You already manage a calendar.
Yeah.
You already manage a family. I mean, forget about that now and transform all that energy to the future. You already have everything.
Right. That's
it's already there. You're just not looking on the right way. You are just going to add one more task. But that task, it's for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I agree with that. Everything you said, you put it into context pretty much, right? You do have a calendar. You do have, objections and rejections with the kids all the time.
Yeah.
Right? They never want to do
it. You negotiate. You're a natural negotiator. You're a natural manager.
Yeah, so let's expand on that conversation because that's a very, very interesting topic, right? You're already a negotiator. You're already... you already have an agenda. You already have patterns and habits, right? Yeah. You already have to wake up before the kids, right? Mm-hmm. So why not wake up before the business? You know, it's like people that say, oh, I do trading here in California, but yeah. It's like
they wake up at 5 a.m., 4:30 to follow the news.
Yeah, it's like by the time you wake up in California at 7 a.m., everybody lost their money over in New York.
Yeah, you need to be up 4:30.
Yeah, so, but based on what you said, it sounds like you women have all the abilities and all the skills just applied into motherhood. Is that even a word?
Househood, motherhood.
Yeah, right? So how do you get what easy three steps? And I'm going to let each one of you share one step. So let's do three easy steps, knowing that you ladies already do what Danny said you ladies do, which is very true. Three easy steps to tell any one lady that already has everything you mentioned how to put that together, understand it, structure it, to start a business, to start entrepreneurship. Like, what's an easy step? I mean, you pretty much just said it. You know, like, they already have a calendar. They already have, an agenda.
Management, strategies, negotiation strategies.
You ladies already have all that.
Yeah.
Why is it so
woman
hard?
Woman is the most powerful creature in the world.
I don't disagree.
And you give birth to people like you.
I don't
know what to do.
I've never disagreed with that fact.
I'm just kidding.
Never. I've never have. I've cited the fact that women are the strongest.
Yeah.
I always have, right? That's just, I don't know, something I realized a long time ago, and then I said, it's just so true. I wouldn't be able to manage what you ladies manage. And then a business, and I hustle. I'm a hustler, man. I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. 100,000%. I don't know how to do anything else than run business.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know how to do it with everything you ladies have. So
this is how I see it. This is the way I see it.
Please, because I'm stuck.
So I have two kids.
Okay.
And I have friends that have more than two.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that has five kids. And I always wonder, like, how the hell do they do it, right? But my point is, us women can manage a lot. Mm-hmm. I think the way you should take care of your business is the same way you take care of a child. You know, you got to nurture your child. You got to nurture your business with care and love, right? That means that looks a little differently when it comes to a business.
Yeah.
But in essence, it's the same thing, right?
Yep.
You want to watch it grow and you want to get it to the point where it's going to be able to work without you, you know, right? You want to be able to make it independent.
Mm-hmm.
which is why I was applauding you earlier, Daniela, because that's every parent's goal, to be able to make their kids self-sufficient, mm-hmm. right? So they don't have to depend on you for the rest of their lives. You want to do that with your business. Yeah. You want to be able to someday say, you know what? I can walk away for a week on a 1 week vacation and my business is going to continue to run on its own without me.
Yeah.
You want to get it to that point, but that takes work and nurturing and time. And if my, you know, if my cousins can, you know, raise five kids, I can raise three with the third one being my business. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I see it. I think that the same amount of time that I put into raising my kids, I should put into raising my business without taking away, because I'm a mom. I am. Without taking away from one or the other. Now, I am perhaps the exception because I do have support. I do have a husband that tries to fill in when, you know, when I'm unavailable, right? Mm-hmm. And he has an advantage because he works from home, right? Mm-hmm. So he has flexibility. So that's why I think I have the luxury of being able to kind of balance things out and give as much time to my kids as I can to my business. Now, to what you were speaking about earlier, how we kind of get stuck in the past and sometimes that, you know, it's hard to kind of move forward as a mom or a housewife. I have an example for that. Today, my daughter woke up sick and she couldn't go to school. So I had to take care of her in the morning, which is usually my real estate time, right? And I sometimes I get a little bitter, and this is full transparency, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, nobody asked, okay, which one of you two is going to stay with her and miss work? Is it your husband or you, right? Mm. It just was assumed that it was going to be me. Mm. I mean, he makes more money than me, so it makes more sense for him to go to work. But, you know, that happens in a lot of households just because we're the mom, we're the female figure, right? It's not asked, okay, the kids are sick, who's gonna not go to work and stay and take care of them? Well, the wife is, right? And I had that little bitter moment today where I was like, oh my God, why is it that my husband's happily working and I'm here and I'm, you know, like not making calls or whatever? And then I have to remind myself, this is my child, right? And my business is my child, but this is my blood. Like,
yeah.
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm different because some people, some women, right, that's their whole identity is based on motherhood. And that's how they see themselves. I think I have two different identities. And sometimes they struggle a little. But that's okay. That's why I was talking about giving yourself grace and forgiving yourself, you know, as a woman.
Yeah.
But yeah. But anyways, that's it.
No, I mean, that is so powerful. You know, that identity that you spoke on right here before you closed was, that is a lot of people. I mean, not just women, men are stuck in that little bubble too, you know, because, oh yeah, I'm the male figure in the house. I'm the provider. Like, that's my hat, you know? And it's not the case. I think we're in a society nowadays, in the modern layout of society, where, you know, that's going to come we're very close to that not mattering anymore. That bubble's going to burst. And that identity of motherhood and fatherhood and roles and responsibilities is going to change. Maybe our generation, us, the old ones, won't see this, but the generation that we created of our kids will probably experience something in the lines of, it doesn't really matter if you're male or female. We both contribute, right? We're not bound by these mantras of, you're the mom, you stay, because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Sarah.
You know what, when you talk about identity, that it's, so my mom, she has pride herself in being a housewife. She never worked once. Well, when she was single, she worked, but she worked to help her mom, right, in her household. And when she got married, it just all became about, okay, I'm going to be the best wife, the best mother. You know, like, her pride was
you guys go to school, get educated. I will do your bed. I will wash the dishes. I will wash your clothes. I will have a warm meal when you come home. But that's she. That was her pride and joy. Like, if you walk into her house, it's like sparkling clean because that's who she is, right? And then now I'm a new generation. I'm over here, you know, a college student going to college. I graduated and I'm, you know, trying to take over the world in my career. And, you know, it's now it's like, oh my gosh, you know, like, am I a housewife or am I going to be a career driven woman or what am I going to be, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I have two kids and my mom, she's the best person in the whole wide world. She's the best grandma. She helps me so much. With my dad, I help him run his business. So I do have a day job. And then I do the real estate business, hustling, you know, and trying to get this going in the evening. And then there's the children and then there's the school and everything. So my mom has provided a lot of help. She's been there with me, you know, since the kids were born, trying to, you know, just guide me with her identity as I am the nurturer. I am the mom. This is how you do it. And then I have my dad on the other side who's been a businessman. And, oh, Sarah, this is how we're going to run the business. This is what we're going to do now. This is how we're going to do, you know. So, you know, trying to balance it and then me become someone and try to find my identity in all this. It has been interesting for me on, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to figure things out as everybody else is, right? But it's just, it's interesting.
That's never ending. You have a huge plate. You have a huge plate with a lot on your plate. And you're still running a real estate investing business. You know, like you said, I mean, like, kids, mom, house, your dad's business. Mm-hmm. And then you trying to understand your never changing identity because it just never stops changing, right? We're always on evolution. And then your business. So many different things, you know, it's like, what objection could be brought up after everything you've ladies shared? There's really no reason Laura can say, oh, I can't do this because of this. Or I can't do this because of that. Right? I mean, she's heard various angles of real people living a real life, dealing with real happenings and a bunch of real mother objections or mm-hmm. obstacles. And you're still here. You still have dreams, like Danny said. You still have growth that is going to contribute to that identity. You still have that desire and that ambition to create your own legacy, maybe not necessarily, I want to say, like, not necessarily approved or not necessarily dependent on a spouse, right? Now you get the opportunity to create your own you. And, you know, we spoke about the eulogy, right? When you have your eulogy be read out, hopefully it's, you know, thousands of years away from today, it could be your very own that very clearly explained your identity and how thriving and thirsty you were about just being a strong, empowered woman mm-hmm. and not that strong, empowered mom. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, that is so badass.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, you ladies are very interesting. The way you speak and the way you say things and the way you I'll never understand women, right? But just getting this opportunity speak to you ladies and just pick your brain about what life is and how it goes. I mean, I don't think anybody out there should have a reason to say, I cannot do this. Right? And is it worth it?
It is worth it.
Not only is it worth it, you must do it. Because going back to the quote, we are here to set an example for those that follow us, right? Mm. Especially if you have kids. I mean, I want to set a good example for my children, right? Mm-hmm. And the quote speaks of you and the actions and the power of your actions that not only represent you, but a bunch of women, right? And yeah. the future generations.
Right.
So if we really want to empower women, it starts with us so that mm-hmm. the rest can have footsteps to follow. Mm-hmm. And I come from a household where my mom was the alpha, which is kind of strange because my dad, smart man, he whatever she says, that goes. And they're still together, you know, like yeah. it's been able to work out for them. But because my mom was that way, it kind of showed me, okay, I have to be a strong woman, right? Yeah. So I have that to thank to my mom. And I want to set an example for my mom too. You know, my mom did a bunch of things. She was a stay-at-home mom, but from home, she worked, she sold Avon, she baked, she, mm-hmm. you know, she did a bunch of things. So she had her own hustle. Mm-hmm. And I always saw that. And she didn't let anything stop her, you know? And I think that was an example that inspired me to want to not just be a housewife, but have something else for myself.
Yeah.
And I want to teach that to my daughter. But if I can't, right, the best way to teach is to do it, to demonstrate it, to show it.
Yeah,
lead by example. Yeah. I can't just say this is how it should be done.
You know what came to mind right now is, man, I'm just going to say it because I just say everything, right, is if you ladies didn't have the responsibility or the obligation or whatever label you want to add to it of being a housewife, you'd be some fucking badass business people with all the duties, all the habits, all the everything attached to the hat you have to wear. You'd be some bad, I mean, and it's not that you are, right? But if, just imagine, man, guys are fucking lazy. I mean, we are, in a sense of, we depend too much on the mom, on the housewife. We'd be a disaster without the female. Well, that's why it got created in the first place, right? And we don't want to get into the religious details of it, but we'd be a disaster. Now, you ladies, with all the training you've had in life, it's not like you can say, oh, forget the kids today. You know, it's like, you can't. And most of the guys can. And women can't. If you had that energy and just repurposed it into business, you'd be some freaking, I mean, it'd be the opposite way around. It'd be a completely female dominant industry instead of male.
It goes around.
I'm serious. You ladies are powerful. I guess sometimes
we know.
Yeah. I guess sometimes ladies have to work a little more on their confidence side. Because the skills and the traits that you need to be successful, they're natural to you. They're just 100% natural. I think it's a confidence thing that ladies have to work on. And then that's where the empowerment from ladies like you comes into play. Because if one lady can do it, regardless of the history or the objections, then any lady can do it. At whatever age possible. Closing statements. Let's wrap it up. Danny.
Just take action, girls. I mean, you don't need anything out there that's not inside of your brain. Start with a decision. And after you get that decision, put that vision on the paper And after you have the vision, the paper, and the freaking decision that you're going to do, just go get it. Right, I mean, there's nothing to stop nobody. Yeah. And that's for girls and guys.
Yeah.
That's my belief. I don't believe in, you know, living in the past. I'm the black sheep in the house, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Just keep moving.
Moving forward. Anahí, yeah. Closing statement.
So for those of you that do have the confidence but don't have the support, that's why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
We are a community that is looking to grow. And like I said before, we understand because we've been there. So if you're interested and you want to learn how to grow your business or how to start it or how to move forward or how to get unstuck, reach out to people that are where you want to be.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sarah?
Yeah, so you always say this, action over perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, people don't take action because of fear, confidence, they have too much going on or whatever, but it doesn't always have to be perfect. Just, you know, if you have that dream, make it a reality and just take action. It's like Daniela said earlier, you know, just rip off that Band-Aid and just go for it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any worse than how you are, you know?
Yeah.
It will only get better.
Right on. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and then you ladies have a, there's going to be a new program coming up for exclusively for ladies, building up a woman empowerment institute or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Cool. So
we'll have more details on that coming, but yeah.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for our webpage coming up soon.
As that grows. And
woman empowering woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. A project 100% created by women for women, supporting all those thriving upcoming entrepreneurs. Right?
100%.
Cool. So where can people find us, Danny?
Beautiful people and beautiful women out there.
Yes.
That woman, are you listening to us? That one that wants the information, look it up, send or request information at the info at becomeaninvestor.com. Look us up on the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. We were on TikTok. We are on Facebook. We are on the Instagram. Give us that 5 stars because we deserve it, and you want to keep bringing you the best information and women's. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.